We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel, discussing the halachas of the Mavi and the Lechi, Sivtei Zayin, the bottom of Resh Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. So we're discussing not actually the Lechi, but actually the other option of permitting the Mavi, that's with a Kaira. So it says in the Mechaba, Kerzu Shemarna, this crossbeam that we said, Tricha Shir, and it's a measurement. We'll figure there from Masala Ma'atzi Asher, if it was made out of the wood of an Avodah Zarah tree. So it's disqualified because Kibin L'Sreva Kaima, since it's designated for being burned. Kasusi Mechdeh Shira, we view it as if its measurement is pulverized, like as if it's burnt already. And therefore, when something is ashes, it's obviously not a measurement because it's totally disintegrated. So this is the Mishmur of Kut Nun Hei. This crossbeam that we said, Tzri Chashira, needs a measurement. It'll come, like we'll see in the next Besiv Yud Zayin. Sivkot Nun Vav. And the Lefika V'Hulu, therefore, if it's made out of Atzei Asher, it's possible. Well, then something is called Dovish Atzei Asher. Anything that needs a measurement has the same halacha. Kugel Mashnez Kel El Pesiv Beis by Paschal Bar Tvachim Sarechet. Anything in the halachas of Erevin, if you have a board of four tvachim on one side, a tefach mekam, a tefach mekano, or a tefach on either side, those would not be kosher. Sivkot Nun Zayin Mi Atzei Asherah from an Avodizara Tree Shabbat the Yisrael that a Jew worship. Shein Labitel where it cannot be nullified. Oy, Afel Shalakim, or even if it was a worship by a non-Jew, a Kitzatzu Yisrael, or if it was cut down by a Jew, or says Sharatzino is Bemap. Same thing is if the tree of that share fell by itself and then the Jew took from it, because says Mishpud, the Kitzatzu Akum, if the non-Jew cut it down, halayin the spot of the mail, then by default it's getting nullified. Or at least like it's probably your desim kufman vav sevav, because by cutting it down, it's obviously nullifying that with the Zar. But if the Jew chopped it down, when the Tala Lizkei's Ba, and he took from it to merit, to have rights in it, which the Sharatzin Ois Membeis brings, that's the words of the Mechaber over there, and there are actually opinions amongst the Achrin regarding this, according to Morgan Abram over there, even if he took it in theft, because since that gives him, he has liability on this, so it's called his regarding this, that the non-Jew cannot subsequently go ahead and nullify it. According to the Taz, according to the way the Prima Vadim writes over there, specifically a non-Jew, they give it to him as a gift after he chopped it down, and it's his, then the non-Jew cannot nullify it. But if he took it in theft, since he has not yet acquired it, the non-Jew could nullify it. And therefore, even if he has not yet nullified it, we don't think it's a mechtes, because it's technically not necessarily going to be pulverized, and therefore the crossbeam is going to be kosher. Now, according to everyone, if the non-Jew gives him the crossbeam as a loan after the Jew chopped it down, so that's included in the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, and nullification would be effective, and therefore the crossbeam would be kosher. So look at the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda that he wonders that why doesn't the Mechaber mention all this explicitly as he does in Tovkov Peivav. However, according to the opinion of Magen Avraham, you can say very simply because the crossbeam that made it as a permanent for the remedy of the Mavoi, it's not really so common that a non-Jew should like be lending it temporarily. Rather, either that the non-Jew, either that the Jew took it in theft, or that the non-Jew gave it to him as a sale or as a gift. If that's the case, it belongs to that of a Jew. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Dalidei Zeh, that through this, Na'asavitz Kachavim Shal Yisrael, it's becoming that we deserve a Jew. The Enlabitel, which doesn't have nullification, of the Kachavim, and if we say that it's considered pulverized and disqualified. But if the Jew did not take it to merit in it, so it's still the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. The Yesh Labitel, which does have nullification, but given the Yesh Labitel, since it does have nullification, we don't say that it's as if it's pulverized. Even technically, even though it wasn't nullified yet, which Sharatzin Les Mem Gimel says that's according to the Pin Mechaber over there. Look over there in that Gois Ramah. He says, you should know, in Tufresh Mem Test of Gimel, he quotes in his opinion, like the opinion of the Mechaber, and the Ramah does not comment anything. And the Vilna Gaon already makes a comment regarding this. And then here, anyway, they arrive at Mekel even by a crossbeam, so therefore we're being lenient. Sif Yud Zayin. Shir HaKaris. What's the measurement of the crossbeam to be qualified to permit a Mavoi? Says, Gitindam Ad Be'ez, Rach B'Tefach. Its width is a hand breadth. But of your culture and its thickness is a minute amount. As long as it's strong enough, that it could hold a half a brick, which when you have a brick that's three tefachim, half of that, which is a tefach and a half, that's how strong it has to be to hold such a brick. if it's Fotz Bachamoy, in the Tuchelis Chazakos Kabbalah, then it doesn't even have to be strong enough to hold the half a brick. Says the Mishabur, Subkot Nun Ches. So the, what's the measurement of the crossbeam? Rach Betefach. Its width has to be a handbreadth. Now, even though the measurement is that it has to be able to hold a riach, shurachim tefach a metzah, which is a tefach and a half, but the whole crossbeam itself is only a tefach. Yochel chab be a tefach b'mende b'tik pekan. Well, so what you could do is you can connect a quarter of a tefach of plaster from one side, or a tefach b'mende pekan, as the Gemara says, and a quarter of a tefach of plaster from the other side, and then it's going to be big enough to hold the half a brick. Sivkot nun tes. But just has to be strong enough to hold the kabbal ariach b'chulu to hold the half a brick. Ritzlem what it means to say is arichayim, or should say adichim. Shekol echem mehem machzekis ba'orka shlesh and tfachim. That each one of them holds in its length three tfachim, b'rach b'tefach ha'mechza. And its width is a tefach and a half. Sheikh v'malei b'chalaka, that it could lay on the crossbeam in its whole length. Kasher roichim pesach osar mavei, like the measurement of the width of the opening of that mavei. Kamakam avodim hayu roichim pesach mavei osar amas. Let's say the width of the opening of the mavei was 10 amas. In tzurich they ruil kabel alichim v'chol arkam amish. Doesn't have to be that you could hold half a brick along the entire length of the mavei. Eladayir, that's enough to kabel alichim, that if it holds these half a bricks. The length of 9 amas and 2 mashuvim. Shehein yudches adichim arkum, which that's 18 of these half a bricks along its length. Fishakayres tesha amas or shnei mashuvim, because really a crossbeam of 9 amas and 2 mashuvim, matzes b'mavish rechav es amas, would permit in a mavi of a width of 10 amas. Midin love it from the lach of love it. Hanishle tigia pachas mishleish tefachim lekezel zeh, that it should be a little bit less than 3 tefachim from one wall. Pachas mishleish tefachim lekezel zeh. A little less than 3 tefachim in this wall to the kamei, like we'll see later in Sif Chaval. Now, for time shetichim the kabbal tzarichim. Now, the reason why the crossbeam has to be able to hold these half a brick, shem like king, is if not, the ibo heko kokach is not going to be so recognizable. Shesburim b'nei rishos haram, people in the street are going to think shalafi shoyin nechashem. It just happens to be something like someone put a beam over there. Avukshim riyav chazakol kabbal ben yezeh. But if it's strong enough to hold such a structure, nikol kol then it's recognizable. The ever shalafi is binyan hunchel l'sham that was placed over there for the permanence of the structure, and therefore that's why it has to be strong enough to hold this half a brick on the crossbeam.
So basically, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that this it's really not lekabel ariach, it's really a richayim, or again arichim. But the point is that it's not enough for one of these half a bricks, but it has to be along the basically the entire length of the mavi to be a valid mother. Sifir Ches, Mamidim, we position the Dainu, that is, Imhin Nismeches al Yisedis. If it's support on pegs, Ayutzim Naklesel, that's coming out of the wall, as the Dirshu 50 brings a picture, as you see that it's not on the actual walls of the Mabe itself, is that there's these supports that are coming out of the wall. Sheim Berach Min Tefach, that don't have a width of a tefach, v'lib or control, she doesn't have a length of 3. Yesham, some say, shetach shi chazakum l'kablo, has to be strong enough to hold it, u'l'kabachatz levena, and to hold the half a brick. Yesham, some say, no, she ain't tach shi chazakum el'kadi l'kablo b'vat, only has to be strong enough to support it. As the Mishbar explains, Sivkot and Samach, they have these supports. So meaning, if it's supported on pegs that are coming out of the wall, where she'im berach mitefach v'chulu, that it doesn't have a width of a tefach and a length of 3, because the ilavachik is not to imamid ma'atzman, then they would support themselves. Taras karalim a halacha of a beam on them. Vegam lahayu ba'arka and shalish also did not have a length of 3, k'deish shetiyah karu love with la'kaisel, so that the beam should have halacha of love to the walk mibrakub b'sif chafei, like we'll say later on sif chafei. Sivka and samach aleph. Some say that has to be strong to receive it and l'kavachas levin and to hold the half a brick, like we said in Sivyid Zayin. And some say that no, it only has to be strong enough elikadele kabla to hold it. You're not putting the half a brick on that support. And in the beam needs to be made like that. So that it's a strong recognition of a mamidah. What supports the beam? The sign doesn't depend on them, says Rashi. Initially, he says, it is appropriate to be strong. Like the first opinion, has to be strong enough to hold not only the beam, but also the half a brick that goes on top. Which is Sharetzi Nesmendal says, even though the second opinion is also not a das yachid, just an individual opinion, because besides for the Ram and the Rosh, the throne of the Bejesiv, he says, I found the Riyaz, the Eshkol, and Mordechai, they also have this halacha. But the first opinion are way more, Ben Chanan, the Ram, the Smag, the Ramag, the Razbah, the Zerun, the Rikach, and therefore it's appropriate to be stringent like that opinion. Sivya test. Moisa Kaida Gula. If the beam was round, like a log, as the Dirshu 51 brings a picture, it's a round log. So the circumference has to have, the perimeter has to have three tefachim. Then you have, in the width, you'll have a tefach. If the beam is round, etc. Even though now when it's round, it cannot hold under the brick because it's round. It can't go on, it doesn't stay positioned. Even so, it's going to be kosher. The chashvina, as we considered, says Rashi, as if we're split into two, they would have a flat surface. Sif Chaf. Haysakuma, if it was bent, and its bent part actually sticks out of the mavi, as the dish of 53 brings the picture, you see it sticking out like a belly sticking out. Oilamal Master, as dish of 54 brings it. It's within 20, but then it bends upwards, going above 20 amas. Oilamat Masar, or as dish of 55 brings the picture, or it bends downwards below 10 tefachim. Right, we see Kol She'ili not like Mimis. If you would take away that bent part because it's not valid, it's out of the area. They mean Zelizeh. Now you wouldn't have between the different parts of that are on the side of that bent area. You wouldn't have a three tefachim share. It's going to be kosher. The Mlav of Napsul, it's going to be disqualified. Says the Mishpura Sabkot Samachdalad that you had, if it was bent and the bend was Noita Chutz L'Mavu Chulu, was bending out of the Mavi, etc. The Chol Eilu Dvarim Shepoislin. Bekaira, these are all things that disqualify the halacha of the beam. Sivkan samachirayim kol sheili not bechul be view as if it was taken away. About time, the reason that we love, we say, okay, now it's closed, even though it's not here, because it's less than three tefachim. Sivkan samachvav them love psula, but if it's more than three tefachim, then it's going to be disqualified. And dafka b'if and that is that. It's specifically in such a case. Shekutzas kaira akuma that a little bit of the bent beam who chutz l'shir hechshamavi is beyond the measurement of the validity of a mavi. Aval imi kula b'techa mavi kedin, but if it's all within the mavi as the halacha, aval imi ikim hu'arbi yis mishal tvachim, then even if it bends more than three tvachim, sure, it's kosher. I mean, we say, roin ki lois p'shut, as if it was straight. Kimuchik v'stimis lashna Rambam, pegizan l'chavav ein sham, look over there, the Rambam's unspecific wording seems to say like this, v'chim mishar shen, also from the other shen, amnum ho, b'sib go'in yakav v'chim adur, b'chadush ha'v'noiz mefaktim, zed, they pick on this, ein sham, look over there, which the Dirshu 57 brings, that Chaznish comes out, like the opinion that those who are machsher and are not concerned. Siv Chaval. If let's say the beam went out from one wall, but in the gates because it doesn't touch the other wall, like for example, if it's supported on pillars, as the Dirshu 58 brings a picture, as you see, it doesn't make it out of the wall, but there's a beam towards the end that's supporting the other end of the pole. So let's say there's two beams. One coming out of this wall, one coming out of this other wall, as the Dirshu 59 brings a picture. As you see that you have beams coming from the walls, but they don't make it to the end. They meet in the middle of the mavi, but they're not actually touching. Let's say they're being supported with beams from the bottom. It may be named shleisha if you don't have between them three tefachim. Share it's valid. Yes, b'neim shleisha if it has between them three tefachim, then psul it's going to be disqualified. Says Mishabrua, sivkatan samach zayin, vein negas b'chulum. It doesn't touch the wall. And even if it's far from the two walls in such a case, you're going to know it's bems a mavi. Like, for example, if you stick a wood in the middle of the mavi, and you put a beam on it, which the Dirshu 60 brings the picture, as you see, is a beam in the middle, and it's like a T shape. And the ends of the beam on the horizontal doesn't make it all the way to the end. Still, I mean, love the Mishnah, because you would say love on both sides. But the Shara Tzina, as my above brings this from Rashi Daf Tes, says it would seem that the reason why it doesn't describe, for example, let's say that you put the beam on the pole from two sides, because if that were the case, it would actually be a Tzrus HaPesach. And Tzrus HaPesach, many places can hold that it helps even when it's further away than three Tvachim. So if it describes like this, like a T-shape. Sivkatan Samaches. So he said that if it's more than three Tvachim, then it's going to be possible. Eliyavi Karachas, by the way, you do bring another beam. Or fill up that gap with a piece of a beam. Sivcha Beis. Hanich Shtei Karachas Ubitzadzu. Someone places two beams, one on the side of the other one. As the Dish of 62 brings the picture, they're side by side on the top. But the problem is, why do you need two or just one? Because Leibazul Kabbalah Riach, this one doesn't have enough to hold a half a brick, which was the minimum measurement. Neither did this one have enough to hold a half a brick. If you have between the two of them, that it could hold a half a brick on its width, because that they'll take up a width of a tevach, and you don't have between the two of them a three tevachim, then you don't have to bring another beam. If not, you would have to bring another beam. Some says, that they have to be close to each other with an eight tefach. So you put two beams side by side. Neither one has the amount to hold a half a brick. So you have between the two of them to hold a half a brick on its width. The two of them together have a width of a tefach. And don't have between them a gap of three tefachim. So we consider them as if they're near each other. So then it's okay. But some say that they have to be with the tefach. They hold the leshech on the hatam shem lavet. It doesn't apply the permit over here from the lachem lavet. Because we need shiya kairu rule a couple of rechel rach, but that they should hold the beam. The beam should be able to hold the half a brick on its width of the half a brick. When they're very far away, then technically you can't have the half a brick. The whole point is connecting them, and they're two tefachim away. Sevkan ein base. We have to be b'teich tefach with na tefach. The arich l'rachbe, because of half a brick on this width, he machzik his tefach amechza. It takes up a tefach and a half. Mitzach shiak abanim nismach mimenu, and you need to have at least that supported from it. Kerev a tefach al kerezu, like a quarter of a tefach on this beam, a kerev al shnei and a quarter on the other one. And b'mekinim, that's the case. Lo yishav peri b'nei, not going to remain a separation between them. Al kasher tefach b'leyas, it can't be more than a tefach. Which Sharetin Nes Nun says, if that's the case, this is the Shulchan Aruch right teich tefach is not precise. Or because Eif Shal Tamtzim just can't be so exacting. Bir Halacha, Dibir Maschel, Ulafikach, Chabin Sifta Zayin says that the Kair has a measurement, and therefore, if it's made from Atzei Asher, it's possible. So look at Chiddush Rebbe that he writes that if the beam was four tefachim wide, so that depends on two truths of entasing even the pavement base. That according to the Teretz of Rebbe Avraham over there, since the beam that's four tefachim wide does not need to be strong to hold a half a brick, as we'll say later on, so it's effective even for Matzei Asher. Look over there. According to what the Prima Gadim writes in Ozayin, that a rod that's on top of Tzur HaPesach is not effective according to Rebbe Avraham for Matzei Asher, because since it cannot stand in the airspace after it's made into ashes, if that's the case, then for sure over here, it's not going to be effective according to everyone. The so the Shir B'Kaira is a width of tefach, and its thickness is whatever it is. It just has to be strong enough to hold a half a brick. So look at this, it's inclined to say that if you make it out of straw and reeds, even if it's strong to hold a half a brick, it's possible because a light plug, we don't differentiate, look over there. However, in the Ritva, you see explicitly that in such a case, it would be kosher, even if it's made out of straw and of reeds. The Masl Chazaka is look at the reason in Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Test, so that it should be recognized to everyone that it's being made as a permanent for the structure. That's a Rashi writes in the Mishnah that Gimel Beis and Rabbeinu Hinsan. However, Rashi and Daf Gimel explains the reasoning is so that the beam should not be blown away by the wind. Now, when it has a width of 4 tvachim, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it doesn't have to be strong to hold half a brick, you have to look into if it was so thin that it would be blown away by the wind, if it would be effective, according to what Rashi says within Daf Gimel. Obviously, that when it's 4 tvachim wide, it's significant, and we're not concerned with that, but according to Rashi over here, in the Binyan Zin, you could say that even when it's 4 tvachim wide, it doesn't have to be strong to hold a half a brick. Al Kaponim has to be that it's not so thin that it's be blown away by the wind, says Tzarchian. And the Ramaslil Shetzarach Shiyu Kravis, that some say has to be close enough with an atafach. So from the pashtus of the words of Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that even according to this opinion, you need to have also that the two beams together will be between them a share of a tafach, like it is according to the first opinion. That's obvious if you look into the words of Ben Yair and look over there. And also from the words of Ritva, there's no proof the opposite, that this is writes in the second teretz ve'etzbezu, that is that it's enough that should be placed on the beam, this measurement. But the beams themselves, each one has to be a width of a half a tafach. The word Ritva is brought in the Be'er Grav, if that's the case. The word of Shulchan Aruch in the intent is like the simple understanding. The way we wrote it, he says, you should know that even the Mechaber writes on the second opinion in the name of Yesh Aymrim, it's not a Das Yochad, because that's also the opinion of Tais, Rabbi Yenz, and the Rashi, Tvod, Rashi, Goyz, Memni, are more Machmer, that even within the Tefach is not effective, and specifically when they're touching, look in the Bach. The Masal B'Tech Tefach has to be within a Tefach, and even if they are together four Tefachim, for example, let's say the whole beam, each beam holds three quarters of a Tefach, and the earth is between them has two and a half tvachim, it's also not going to be effective according to the Yesh Aymrim. And even though over there in Sibyut Zayin, the Paskin is that when it's four tvachim wide, it doesn't have to be strong to hold a half a brick, it's tafka, it doesn't have to be strong. It has to be at least a fit that it can be put on, says the Magen Avraham and other Achayim. And he says, anyway, that you could say that up until now, we don't permit when it's four tvachim wide, even though it's not strong, only when it's very wide. Then it's recognizable, even though it's not strong. But not over here, where it's only through the combination of the ear that it becomes four tvachim. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 48. According to what Mishbur came out, Sipkan Ches and Bialach and Sabbez, that by two boards, you don't have to have a width of a tefach, L'chayra, we have the Alacha like a lechi, that if you make a Matzei Asher, it would be kosher, as Burton Shachan Aran said Ches, and that's how the Tzei Shabbos writes. Dershu number 49. Even according to the Shad, Shitz Achreinim, Primogodim, Mishabu writes in Tofer Shchavav, and Shad in Tofer Shlamat Beis, that you don't say loved when you have something separating between them that's a substance, and over here you have the part of the beam that's near the walls that's not strong to receive the half a brick, and that separates between the beam and the wall. Chaznesh writes that the part of the beam that's shaky is considered as part of the beam, and it's not mafsik, and even though it's not kosher for the beam, since it cannot hold a half a brick, that chesaron is also in the ear space, but it remains with its achim. This is number 52. Sharatin later on, Shinayin Beis of Katan Yud Ches brings the name of the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam, that this shear of that the circumference needs to be three tzvachim so that you'll have the width of a tefach is not so precise. However, he writes that not to be so medactic with this so much, because since Chacham rely on the shirim for all the ideas in the Torah, because it's very hard to be concise in the excess. It says, maybe it was Makubah to them from Sinai, that you can rely on the Shiurim, even by Shiur Torah. Al-Kapan may think that Amir Rabban, but sure you can rely on the Shiurim. Chazanesh writes that the Halacha was given to be considered in the estimate. That the Torah was not given only Tzara Fabriyas, the Mdaktik in the commands of HaKadosh Baruch, the Mkabul Machuzis Baruch, and also the Mekim, the Chachmas HaTorah, that's included all Halachas HaMitzah, and to the secret of the Panemius, and all these, you don't lose if the Kfiyas of the actual boundaries of the exacting will be an estimate, so that even those who are weak of intelligence can become the practical mitzvahs. Edition number 56, we said that, Sifkan Samachay, that we say, oh, if you remove that part, if it's less than three tvachim of the rest of the rod, so then you say love it. Chaznish explains that there are two types of psul by the kaira that's below 10 tvachim. One is that if the whole beam, even the lower part, is below 10 tvachim, then it gets disqualified, the beam in the share of three tvachim. It's like, in other words, it's like ear space, and it disqualifies in the gap of three tvachim, and that's the halach of Shulchan Aruch over here. Another halach is that also in the way that part of the beam is above 10 tvachim, it still would have a disqualification if the lower part goes down below 10 tvachim, from the reason that the halal, the mabah, the ear space, the mabah needs to be a height of 10 tvachim, as brought in Mishabah later in Sivkan Pei Beis. It's just regarding this type of disqualification, if it remains a gap of 10 tvachim of height, with a width of 4 tvachim, so that would qualify also the rest of the beam, even what goes below 10 tvachim. condition number 61, that we say love is from both sides. Now, if also in the middle of the beam there's this, the gap, and to qualify, you have to say three lovets, the Chazon Ish is not sure if it would be kosher, right? However, if you make small reeds and you put each one of them within less than three tvachim, so it would be possible, because since you need to have a shear of a length of a riach, of the half a brick standing. However, from the words of the Ashbi, proves that you don't say lovet when it's more than two different places. Mishnah number 63, the Mishnah Berurah had said, the Be'al Lacha had said that even though it doesn't have to be strong when it's four tefachim wide, but it still has to be fit that you could actually put on. So too, if you position on top of a mavi thin reeds with a width of a minute amount, one right near the other one, and you don't have between them three tefachim, and when you combine all the reeds together, it's going to have a width of four tefachim without any ear space between them. Chazon Ish writes, that sounds like the words of Be'al Lacha, that would not be effective, because you can't technically put on it. Pin the Chazon Ish himself, that the width of all the reeds is four tefachim without ear space between them, so it would be effective. He also writes that according to his opinion, it would be effective in such a case, even if one is higher, one is lower, as long as you don't have between them three tefachim. If you have between them more than three tefachim, one of the reeds is a width of a tefach, it's possible that you say Chavid Rami. You view it as if it's coming down, and it would be effective to combine it for the shared four tvachim, even if you have between the beams three tvachim. However, if you position the two beams that has the width of each one of them is two tvachim, and it's not strong enough to hold a half a brick, and between them there's airspace less than three tvachim, or that you position four beams at the width of a tefach, and between them an airspace is less than three tvachim, it sounds like being a lacha to be lenient, because since each beam has a width of a tefach, it is appropriate to put on it the half a brick or on its width, even though it's not strong for this. In such a case, it's not going to be possible only when you have between them more than three tvachim.